It's a concern of municipalities across the country, and it's a regular topic of conversation when I get together with my colleagues from other communities. Cities and counties in the United States rely heavily on the revenue from retail sales. In the town, same with the city of Bloomington, our single largest revenue source is sales tax. That pays for police, fire, snow removal. Many, many basic services are paid through the sales tax. As we see retail sales, not only locally, but nationally, trending downward, it's a great concern. It's a great concern when we see retailers closing their doors here locally, whether it's in Bloomington or Normal. That's not a good sign, but we are not alone. I understand this phenomenon is happening everywhere. And I think it will probably lead cities at some point to look for different models for funding basic services, or it will require significant reductions in service levels.
Is it just the internet sales tax drain, or is it a lack of consumption in certain sectors as well?
That's a great question, and I have not been able to get a good answer to that. Clearly, the internet is a part of that. There are documented situations where some bricks and mortar retailers are being hurt by their own internet component, their own internet services. Best Buy's a great example. But I also have to believe that there's some reduction in consumption that's driving it as well. There are certain things that you can't purchase over the internet very, very effectively, and even some of those sectors are slowing down. So I think it's a combination of internet and some reduction in consumption nationally.
Is sales tax going to crater? Is it going to level off at some point, some lower point in the future? What's the thinking?
Well, it's leveling off here. We've seen 2 years of decline, which is very unusual in Bloomington Normal. We have this longstanding robust economy, and for years we lived on the sales tax, and it treated us very well. It wasn't that long ago that we would see annual increases of 8, 10, 12% in sales tax. I used to tell people it's not too difficult to become debt-free when you have that kind of revenue growth, and we did. Now we are budgeting 1.5 to 2 to 2.5% increases, and we're struggling to hit those numbers. I think there's some other things going on locally. We've lost a major employer in Mitsubishi. We are losing some employees through State Farm's realignment of their operations. It's clearly had an impact, as well as they have shed a lot of their contract workers, which we knew would happen eventually, but it sort of happened all at once, and it was kind of a jolt to the system. But I still think people are still concerned about the economy and are probably being a little more careful with their spending decisions, particularly on durable type goods that generate a lot of sales tax.
So it's a lot of small incremental adjustments in the local area, not just one big trend.
I think it is small incremental adjustments, not one big trend. But I do think it's a trend that's going to continue. I think the nature of retail is changing, and I think that we are going to see fewer bricks and mortar retail outlets. I think internet commerce will continue to grow as it continues to be extremely convenient for people, where you can literally buy anything you can possibly think of and have it delivered to your doorstep in 48 hours with free shipping in some cases and no sales tax. So there's certainly compelling arguments that that's the way to go. But again, that that has a ripple effect on the economy, because a lot of these very few of these online retailers, they don't have a retail presence, so they aren't paying local utility bills. They're not paying property taxes. They don't have employees. They don't have a customer service department. They're not sponsoring the Pony League teams, or they're not members of the Chamber of Commerce, and they're not contributing to WGLT and all these other things that we rely on businesses doing. And that has that ripple effect that changes the nature of the economy. Now, I think it's happening. So we've got to figure out, as municipalities and as communities, how are we going to deal with this change? And we haven't yet.
Are there some think tank cities that are trying to be innovative in coming up with different revenue per service models? Any experimenting so far?
I have not seen any. I have not heard of anybody doing that. I tell you what cities are mostly doing is they're cutting services. They're cutting services because, frankly, raising revenue is very difficult and politically unpopular. And so what you're seeing is places like Cleveland, Ohio, they're not going to plow residential streets anymore. You know, it's up to you to get to the collector street. We'll plow the collectors, but we can't afford to plow residential streets. Colorado Springs, Colorado, turned the streetlights off. We're not going to have streetlights. They quit mowing their parks. If you want to enjoy the park, bring your mower. Radical things like that that seem radical, cities are just saying, we can't afford it anymore. We're going to close fire stations. We'd love to have a five-minute response time, but we're going to live with eight. We're not there yet, but that's what a lot of communities, that's how they're coping with it. They're just cutting services. And, you know, hopefully we have a better answer than that before we have to start cutting back on essential services.